This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lamar, did you have a say on that 4th and 3, or were you in coach's ear at all?
No, I was cramping, so that's why I pretty much jogged out the field, because if I wasn't, I would leave everybody in here know I would have been trying to go for a 4th and 3.
Yeah, Jackson gets, he takes a hit on the third down pass to Hopkins, final offensive series of the game for the Ravens, as it turns out, and it never looked like there was any, I mean, I wasn't in the stadium, but that there was any sort of movement toward going there. I don't know. It's like, it's not because it's the Bills that won. It's just, you lose a game like that, it's the bigger story, right? I mean, you should not lose a game that you lead by 15. No one's ever done it before in regulation with that big a lead and that little time left. I mean, so go figure. But that sequence, I just would hate it if we were talking about the Ravens instead. I mean, Henry on the first down, what are you going to say? It's killing the Bills all night. I don't think it's a mistake to run Derrick Henry off tackle. The Flowers jet sweep, I'm thinking four downs. Maybe John Harbaugh isn't, but I'm thinking I'm not giving this dude the ball back, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to win the game with my offense, which has been unstoppable. And the Flowers play, of course, easier to say with hindsight. The Flowers play has the much greater possibility of a negative play. And, you know, maybe he breaks it. You don't need him to break it. You need 10 yards and four downs.
Right.
And Milano takes him down. Like, that's a zero or maybe one. And now I'm third and long. And, you know, you can justify throwing a pass there, which they did. But I need to get to 3rd and 5. I need to get to 3rd and 4. And the Flowers call is the problem for me, because then you just had a bigger risk of, you know, negative. They had a Justice Hill play early in the game. There was a huge negative play. Like, that can happen on that jet sweep. It's more of a, you know, a gamble. And just, you know, it was enough of, it wasn't a loss, but it was enough of a stop, I think, to really put the Ravens in tough. And instead you get to, what, 4th and 3 after the Hopkins play, and Jackson is, like, bent over.
Right. He did get hammered on the play, but he just says there, right, did I hear that correctly? I was cramping.
Yeah.
And, like, that, so maybe that, you know, I don't know if that was, cramps aren't necessarily caused by big hits, but still, the combination of the big hit, he's cramping, like, we're not going to go for it, but, I don't know, didn't you say already earlier, call timeout and just try, because Even if I was thinking about this, like, this has never been my mountain to climb, but, you know, I you dragged me with you at times early on in our relationship, kicking and screaming, but we got there eventually. I'm watching that thinking, wait, right, at least if you give them the ball there, right, it's a minute 26 when they punt, right? So if they run a play and don't get it, worst case scenario probably is the Bills play conservative to get a field goal. And there's time left, maybe. They're not going to have to a minute and 20 to drive the field on you, so the moment where they're going to kick is going to come sooner. You might get the ball back with, you know, some time left.
Ooh.
But if you're kicking it away, you're kicking away, you're probably never getting the ball back.
Right.
If the Bills execute, and of course they did. They were running really hot at that point. So, I mean, with the short field there, where were they? Their 38-yard line, I think, is where they are.
That's right.
Right. So, you know, the Bills can't exactly just kneel and kick there, but I doubt that they're going to successfully run a minute and 20 off the clock, right? I mean, Baltimore still has the timeouts. It was weird to me. Like, because I would think the thing you'd want is to try to get the ball back with 30 seconds and go try to win it after the Bills go ahead.
I don't know. I don't really see it that way. I mean, I think the game is either – you're either going to lose or you're going to stop them. You know, I think it's 80 yards to the end zone. It's what, 30 to 40 to field goal range, or not 30, but 40 to 50 to field goal range. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I always like the point, too, that if you go for it and fail, that's less time that your opponent needs to do whatever it is they're going to do. But you're almost putting them in field goal range if you do that.
Sure.
I would have gone for it. Easy to say. That's irrespective of what Jackson's condition
was. That's entirely my point here, is that the Bills would not have had the opportunity to run the clock all the way down. Probably.
Had they gone for it and missed.
You're there. Maybe they get to your 20 and they kick, and there's going to be some time left.
That's right. Probably.
So, all the more
reason. I thought you were talking about after the punt, but you're saying instead of the punt.
Instead of the punt, yeah. That's all the more reason to go for it, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Here is Brandon next. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. So, guys, I love your show. You guys are awesome. I always listen to you. I have two questions. The first question is, I know kind of putting the cart ahead of the horse, but what does last night's game kind of have for the number one seed now with the Chiefs losing? The Chiefs still, I mean, they're a toss-up, honestly. I don't think they're as great as everybody thinks they are. And then, you know, now with beating Baltimore, I mean, how is that going to kind of play out the rest of the year? And then my next question is, Joey Bosa, I thought he played good. I know he got beat twice yesterday, or two or three times. He wasn't keeping contained. And after that, do you think it was McDermott that said something to him, or do you think his veteran presence and his experience kind of kicked in? Because the rest of the game, I thought he played great. And I just wanted to hear what your guys' thoughts were on that. Go Bills. Love you guys. I hope you guys are on forever. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate all that.
I wouldn't know. I don't know. I could know, but I don't know.
On Bosa? Yeah. 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 I did like him. I even would say, like, getting burned in the backfield by Lamar Jackson when it looks like you've got him sewn up, I feel like it's still a very good sign. Like, you don't want to get – Lamar Jackson's going to make a lot of defensive ends miss in the open field like that. So the fact that he's there and was creating the pressure, like most guys, even Fields, is not as elusive as Lamar Jackson. He's a very good runner, but he's not Lamar Jackson level. I don't know, maybe he's closer than I'm even saying, but still, I think it's good. I liked Bosa, and I liked that he was there for the opportunity to make those plays. Yes, he had some gas. He bit hard on a couple of fakes and got exposed. But I thought overall it was a decent performance from him, which is, I don't know, maybe I got to slow down on praising guys on this defense that gave up 40 points, because we're talking to Eric Wood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last segment, and Oliver had a really good game. So, you know, how many guys could have had a really good game when you got stampeded like that? So, anyway, I liked Bosa mostly. What was the first part of the guy's call?
It's week one, and obvious that it's so early that it's not worth, like, getting into math or anything when it comes to this. But because of the schedules that the Chiefs and the Ravens are facing, the Bills have an extremely good opportunity to open up a lead for the one, unless somebody else comes calling, which is possible. Maybe that's the Chargers, who beat Kansas City, and their schedule early, at least, is not as daunting, or overall. Maybe it's Pittsburgh, right? I mean, that Aaron Rodgers' name has not come up yet today, but that's a very good day. Jets are respectable defensively. Maybe it's them. I think with the Chiefs going Philadelphia in week two, Baltimore itself in week four, Detroit, Washington, all before they even come here in week nine, good luck, especially if they're down Worthy, and we know they're down Rice for six games. I mean, what's next? So never count them out, but that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And then Baltimore has Detroit and Kansas City in the next few weeks, and they have the Rams. You know, not as obvious maybe as the Kansas City schedule is, but not easy.
Yep.
So I think if the Bills are the Bills, they have a pretty good chance to get to week nine even undefeated. I mean, that's how it looks. I mean, the schedule is very soft compared to those other teams. So it's possible that in a month they're going to look like they're already in great shape for the one. And, you know, I'm obviously presuming a lot. It's too early to talk like this.
Yeah, but one of the first thoughts I had, even, you know, really right after Friday night, is with the caller. Like, you can't, like, start thinking about the tiebreakers and any of the stuff that we get to in December. But make everybody chase you. And you know, there's other teams, like you said, somebody else could show up. But if you're focused on Baltimore, Kansas City, and Buffalo as the top three teams in the conference, which I still am, then as soon as Kansas City lost Friday night, the anxiety I felt for the Bills to get this win amped up, because they've been mostly chasing Kansas City in these seasons. Eventually, I don't know that they've never been in the one hole themselves after a week of games, but they've mostly been chasing the Chiefs. The Chiefs didn't lose last week until they came here, until they came here. So at least for a week, you're in the pole position, and, you know, it'd take a lot maybe to hold it all year, but you've got a leg up on the two teams that I think you should still be most worried about, and that's not nothing.
Maybe it's the Colts.
Narrator. It's not the Colts.
First team since 79 to score on every possession. What a performance by the Dolphins. The Colts are not getting respect for what they did. The Broncos are favored in Indianapolis in week two. So not that much respect. We're not overreacting as a society to what Indianapolis looked like. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.